Welcome once again to the Positive Herpes Podcast, the show where we spread positivity, knowledge, and passion like herpes. And in today's episode, this is the Fermented Friday episode. Technically, your old boy Nate slipped a little bit because this is Saturday as I'm recording and as I'm publishing this episode. So my deepest, dearest apologies to you, my listeners, for being one day late and one beer short. I guess one guest short. I don't know. On this week's episode of the Fermented Friday. So, I don't really have a game, and I'm not going to do the cartoons like I did last week, because I don't like doing the same thing 2 weeks in a row, but what I am going to do is I'm going to drink this beer, which I'll announce in a minute, and then what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to read some of the things I've written. Some may call it poetry, some may call it spoken word, some may call it rap lyrics. I guess it's just your take and how you view it, but I'm just going to read to you some of the things I've written. Luckily, this beer today has a lot of information, so in between a few of the little passages that I read, I'll read some of the info on the beer. So I guess let's get to it. This week's beer is by Ninkasi Brewing Company out of Eugene, Oregon, and the selection today is the Vanilla Otis Oatmeal Stout with Vanilla. And this is going to be the last week on stouts. I figured I should do a delicious one. I've had this one in the past, and I know it's from my experience in the past, I know it's pretty good, but it's been a while, so I felt like I should revisit this one. So without further ado, I guess let's open this bad boy up. Cheers. All right. Well, it's pretty smooth, pretty smooth. Definitely got that oatmeal flavor that most stouts have. I know our buddy Megan would actually really enjoy this one because it doesn't have a whole lot of sweet, chocolatey, caramelly flavors in it. Let's take another sip. Yeah, smooth, so smooth. Love that vanilla. Well, I guess first off, I will give a little bit of information about this beer. It has 50 international bitterness units. The alcohol by volume is 7%, 7.0%. This is one bit of info that we don't get very often, which is the original gravity measurement. I don't really know what that is. I could probably look it up here in a moment. Original gravity is 1,072, and this particular brew has been, it says, enjoyed since 2009, and I'm on the ninkasibrewing.com. I'm on the actual website for this brewing company. Let's see if I can find... what original gravity is. Okay. Gravity, in the context of fermenting alcoholic beverages, refers to the specific gravity or relative density compared to water of the wort or must at various stages in the fermentation. The concept is used in brewing and winemaking industry. Blah, 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 blah. Huh. So I guess it's just the relative density compared to water. It says 1,072. I don't know if that's good or bad. Again, something that hasn't come up too often. Let's see. I'm going to give the little descriptor here for the Vanilla Otis Oatmeal Stout. A delicious oatmeal stout with just enough hops to balance the copious quantities of dark roasted malts, oatmeal for a creamy smooth drinkability, and whole vanilla beans for a rich complexity. To achieve this higher level of decadence, we added in whole vanilla beans to the final stage of conditioning, the same process we use to dry hop a beer. Okay, Well, there's some more info here. I'm going to get into it after I read this. So this is just kind of something I wrote down. I try to do a little bit of writing every once in a while just to keep my my mind going, I suppose. So this is just something I wrote. It says, almost got myself stuck in a bad mood, started saying it was impossible to accomplish the tasks I wanted to do, but I was a fool. We are all court jesters. If you went to school, you are told these are your best years. Was it best years or wonder years? Either way, learn how to face down all your fears. Head strong, like that Trapped song. Know thyself so you can take on anyone who tries to control your body, mind, spirit. But through your voice is how I need to hear it. Lately, I've been working on that grind, exercising body more than mind. Dove into the left brain, leaving the right dry. I was scared and had to ask why. Should I write a living off of rap? So many artists, I most likely fall flat. On my face in a sea of competition. Unlike the others, I've got myself a mission, plan. Or maybe they do too, but it's written in the sand. But I'll lend a hand. For free, I pass out favors. Like a party, my brainstorms are like ragers. I write on paper, not an iPad. Growing up, book and pen was all I had. Any new thing that I had a yearn for was something that I knew I had to work for. And right now that new thing is dedication, cause lately I've been falling back on inspiration. I've got a new mission statement, 100 pages per week if I'm gonna make it. Sounds like a lot, but truly is feasible, necessary to make my rhymes more agreeable. I'll be going through notebooks like a couple of termites, increasing my vocabulary by at least twice, traversing fractal multiverses in ascension patterns. One moment at a time, I climb that spirit ladder. Drop the ego that grows your head fatter. Without that weight, you climb a little faster. You hear the laughter, that pitter-patter? That's the inner child that you have long been after. Do your best not to just be another passer by on the street walking past the Mac store. That's all I ask for. See the world with new eyes, but make decisions like a master. Be coherent in the dawn of this new age. Being bohemian or hippie is the new rage. Let me explain. Don't put me in a cage. When I say we're all gods, old and when I say all gods, old and new, are one and the same. Don't complain. I know I am sane. I believe every word that I am saying. Every breath you smell, every sight you see is just a different density of frequency. And all the gods you know, every single one, are all just different frequencies of love. So believe in whichever faith you want. I believe in love. I'll do me. Let you do you. They say that love is all you need. All you need is love to do away with greed. So that's one thing I wrote. Let's see. I'll read you some more info on the Otis beer right now. We've got... it's available year-round. So no matter if it's October 31st, one of my favorite holidays, October 17th, my absolute favorite holiday, October 17th. Whether it's December, whether it's January, July, whenever. It's available year-round. The malts that they use are two-row pale chocolate crystal roasted barley oats. They use nugget hops, and the different ways you can find this beer are either in 22-ounce bottles or on draft. So basically, if you want to drink this, you better be in it for the long haul. Let's see. What else can I share with you about this? Okay, so these are some I'll hold off on that. So I got something else to read. Like I've said before, I just started school again. And I think this was either on the first day... yeah, this was on the first day of school while I was waiting for class to start. So I just kind of wrote this real quick. Come to a fork in the road, choose left or right. Growth doesn't come from comfort, but from strife. Decisions must come from a place of love, not fright. Does your heart want to swim in darkness or light? Stand steadfast and earn yourself some growth. Run towards your goals instead of tiptoe. Reduce your footprints. Go and rotate spokes. If you need to relax, go and take some tokes. For some, a way of life, for others, just a window. Enhance your spirit, metaphor, just like a willow. No need to ever rest, don't even own a pillow. High off of life, while others need a pill, though. So many in this world addicted to pharmaceutics. I'm just having fun when you ask me how I do this. So much food for thought, I hope that you can chew this. Don't worry about eating fast, cause I hope that you will spew this. Knowledge to your friends, given freely like the giver. Cause I will become a sea that refuse no river. Growing up watching movies featuring Stifler, spitting out lyrics now containing no filter. See the world for what it is, no need for lens. Do yourself a favor, son, and start a cleanse. Learn a way to be content, no need to spend money, time, and resources, except on friends. They're the ones who are there through the good and bad. Facebook acquisition is just a passing fad. Put your focus in your work and become a grad, so you can afford the content at the newsstand. Or use your brain to stay with the times, download next issue. Once you realize the money saved, you'll need a tissue. Make sure to keep your ego small to easily fit through the winding confines of life tonight, so we won't miss you. Feel free to take a trip, roam the world, see you later. Guaranteed more thrilling than a battle with Lord Vader. Fuck a bike, why not add two more wheels, become skater. I like to mix it up like a salt and pepper shaker. Don't add too many spices when I cook my food. I try to keep it healthy cause I'm not a fool. Intermittent fasting is my favorite tool, something that I had to learn outside of school. No disrespect to learning, I'm not trying to knock. I've an insatiable yearning, man, and I can't stop. Bulletproof butter churning, and I put a big drop in my morning coffee, and it's got me chocked. Full of energy while I'm firing off synapse. Thousands of connections, though I may seem relaxed. Interviewing people, trying to gather all the facts. Give myself some homework, listening to soul tracks. So yeah, that's just something I wrote while I was waiting for class to start. All right, let me take another sip of this beer. Reading all of that stuff has got me thirsty. So, Ninkasing Brewing Company, Vanilla Otis, Oatmeal Stout with Vanilla. Delicious. This is actually a really good beer. It's not even too expensive. I think it's just $4 for a 22 ounce. So, this may be something I start enjoying quite more often. Quite more often? This might be something I try to enjoy more frequently. Yeah, we'll go with that. Glug, 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 glug. Okay, so let's see. Another really cool thing on this website, Ninkasi has a really good website. So another really cool thing on this website is it says, it gives you some tasting notes. So it says, Vanilla Otis Oatmeal Stout is characterized by a roasted front flavor, smooth rich oats, a touch of chocolate flavor, and a rich vanilla complexity imparted by whole vanilla beans. It is bigger than a traditional stout with more alcohol, body, and a touch more bitterness to keep it balanced. So yeah, like I said, there is that hint of the chocolate in there, but it's really not as overpowering. There's a lot of vanilla flavor for sure, and oatmeal flavor for sure. So those are the tasting notes for while you're drinking the beer. Another really good thing, which some websites do this and some websites don't, but this website, it actually says food pairings. So it says like good foods to eat while you're drinking this beer, or I don't know if you want to add food to your beer, if you want to add beer to your food, but yeah, so the food pairings would be desserts, chocolate, berries, brulees, like a creme brulee, tortas, and gelato. I love gelato. So next time I get some gelato, I'll make sure to buy this beer again just to sample it together. There's one more thing in here that I'm going to read from the Ninkasi website, but I'm going to hold off on that until after I read you some more of my writings. Let's see, what do we have here? Now this, I'm really, really proud of this one. Let's see, I've got two. I've got a few more here, so let me read two, and then I'll read something else from the website, and then I'll read two more. So this is something I wrote. I used to smoke a lot of cannabis, So this is something I wrote. It's not that I don't enjoy smoking cannabis. I just haven't gotten around to it because I've been so busy. And when I have things to do, I normally like to smoke cannabis when I don't have anything to do. But if I have things to do, I try to lay off a little bit. So let's see. This is something I wrote when I was smoking a lot. It says, "Never drop my ego. It was made by Apollo. Products for the weed, though, it's not that hard to follow. Best friends with my vape globe, although edibles fun to swallow. If you're a noob, you don't know how fun it is to watch that hollow. Piece of glass filled with vapor. Take a hit. I'll see you later. My only preference over papers. No more dealing with those shakers. Cause you know that I'm a skater moving fast. Call me Accelerator. 50 miles downhill longboard. You know that I'm not scared. Hikes twice a week with my dog. Each time we do at least 5 miles. Sometimes it's fun to get lost. All day we're both all smiles. Because of nature and pot, I'm feeling just like a child. This dog is all I've got, and my whole life I've been a wise old man inside this biodegradable body. Physical needs want me mating with a hottie. Character once could be considered shoddy. Now not afraid to display all of me. I claim the tallest mountain so that all can see. Me swinging in the breeze in a canopy. All day it's playtime with my doggy. With some vaping masterpiece writing." So yeah, that was just something I wrote. I went on a camping trip with Kevin and Lee and Kevin's brother. And it was the four of us in Big Sur, which is just south of Monterey. And I just wrote a real quick three little stanza thing that described our, I guess, weekend together. "Take a hike so steep, 3 miles to the peak, rolling in six deep, four with two and two with 4 feet, practicing photography contrary to a selfie, making friends from Germany looking out over the beach. Witness the earth's curvature, not realizing the overture of this traveler's adventure to become so mature." Let's see. And then I think I just did this as a warm-up. And the only reason I say that is because the first line, the first two words are warm up. So it says, "Warm up exercise, drink milk to pasteurize, does a body good when you start to lyricize, realize the difference of pen to paper, taking over this bitch like my name's Ralph Nader, make this shit work like a girl who twerks, spit a few lines, then I'll see you later. Zigzag stripes, polka dot plaid. Writing down words makes me so glad. They say rap is dead, they called it a fad. But like Mr. Timberlake, I brought sexy back." So it was just like a warm-up exercise, I guess I wrote. What do I have? Let me see. 1, 2. Okay, yeah. I don't know what this is. I'm gonna read it. I don't know what this is. "Difficult to write sometimes. Difficult to write sometimes, man, head so distracted. Thoughts like light through a prism so refracted. Circles much more fun compared to linear. Feed your mind, son, and open up that pineal gland. Like what you sweat through when you start trotting. While I keep my cool, while the Illuminati's plotting. Life is like state of mind, peace of mind, space and time. I am like mountain climbed, smoke a dime, bust a rhyme. Spend as much time with my canine companion. Hikes on the daily, I feel like a champion. Almost every day I get a bit cross-faded. You call, I'm on the way, is all that I'll be saying. Comfortable in my skin, all you homie self-conscious. Busy living big while all you ninjas cautious. Like that disguise has got you feeling flawless. 101st Dalmatian fool, you know that coat is spotless. No blotches on what I call integrity. I'm so focused on what is ahead of me. Independent business, not with the industry. Live life, do my thing. Oh, so simply." That's funny. I haven't read that in a while. All right, I got two more things to read of my writings, and then, but before that, let's see here. So, the last thing that's on this Ninkasi Brewing website that I really, really enjoyed was that they have recipes. Like, you can, I guess, let me click on this one and see what it says. I'm just going to read you the two recipes. Okay, so it says, Vanilla Otis ice cream syrup. Dress up a bowl of vanilla ice cream with this recipe. This syrup is deliciously malty and sweet with a touch of bitter, a great match with the creaminess of the ice cream. Go ahead and experiment with this one. Maybe mix in barbecue sauce, use on chicken wings, or add a touch of mustard. Now you're cooking. It looks like a beer syrup for ice cream. It says ingredients: 2 cups Ninkasi vanilla Otis, 3/4 cup malted barley syrup. You can find that at a Whole Foods or a health food store. 1 cup packed dark brown sugar, and 1 teaspoon sea salt. Add all ingredients to a heavy bottom saucepan on medium-high heat. While stirring, bring to slow boil. Immediately reduce heat to medium-low. Simmer while stirring often until liquid has reduced to about half its original volume. It takes about 45 minutes. Remove from heat and let cool on stovetop. Serve warm over good quality vanilla bean ice cream. Store in airtight container in refrigerator. That sounds amazing. Sorry, I'm still battling this cold. So the other recipe is is vanilla Otis brownies and whipped cream. Sure to satisfy any sweet tooth, vanilla Otis is a great way to add an extra hint of sweet, rich flavor to the chocolatey goodness of brownies. Make sure to grab a glass of milk before you dive in. I'm not going to read the ingredients and the preparation because it's like 3 pages worth of text, and if I'm going to be reading anything, it should be my own writing. But yeah, again, NinkasiBrewing.com has all this information. Ninkasi Brewing Company out of Eugene, Oregon. And this week's Fermented Friday beer of choice is the Vanilla Otis Oatmeal Stout with Vanilla. Let me take another sip, clear my throat, and I'll read to you 2 more passages that I wrote that rhymed. Okay, so I'm going to read the first one that I'm going to read is, I was actually sitting on a beach with some of my friends last year, October 17th, 2014, and that's my birthday. That's why it's my favorite holiday, as I mentioned earlier, October 17th. So I was sitting on the beach with some of my friends, and I was writing things as they occurred in a rhyme format, and I really enjoy it. This isn't my favorite write that I've ever written, but I do really enjoy it. So this says, the birds and the bees and the flies and the trees and the beautiful beach sand, oceans and seas, and the only thing that's on this earth that could possibly please man, if we could finally find a way to increase world peace and realize this dogma's got to go, like the changing of the seasons. Do whatever it is we like anywhere on this green land, because I don't know about you, but truth is what I can't stand. How we've all been forced to follow rules all according to plan. There really is no war against America and Afghan. My brothers had it right, trying to stick it to the man. Look at how wonderful nature grows, the angles of the branches. As a Libra, I lust for beauty rather than expansive mansions. Look, I'm not demanding you understand, but please believe I've got a plan. To many it might seem small, but to those that count, it's grand. As far as aspiration, I've got those open-eyed dreams. Knock you out, 1-2 punch, and I'm still clean. Dream 1, dream 2, let's see how these dreams will appeal to you. First and foremost, I've got to continue scribing. Since the age of 5, I have always been writing. At the age of 10 is when I started biding my time, until the day that I'd be signing autographs, kicking back, totes relaxed. Seems like every day I have another flashback, back to the days when I was known as Little Nate, learning things that, like eating all the food on my plate, might have taken a while, but finally learned to skate. Okay, I lied. That actually was not what I wrote on my birthday last year. I wonder if that's in this book. I had another book that I have writings in. I have like 5 books that I have my writings in. But I guess this isn't that one. I was going to go get it, but I decided that's not. Okay, so I like that. I don't have anything else. Okay, so I have one last thing, and I'm really, really proud of this one. So I would really appreciate it if some of you would respond. You know, you can respond on any of the social media networks. I have facebook.com/positiveherpes, Twitter, Instagram, periscope.@positiveherpes. You can email me at positiveherpes@gmail.com. I would really, really appreciate some sort of feedback, you guys, because I mean, I'm doing this for me, but I'm also doing this for you. I mean, if there weren't listeners, if I was doing this solely for me, but with zero listeners, I'd probably just stop. So this is one of my favorite writings of all time. Hold on one second. Okay. I will travel around this world, master of disguise. I will tell you how I work, paint a picture, close your eyes. I roam around this earth, I'm a rambling man. I'll get you all to love me, and I'll always lend a hand. This is how I live, followed like command. Mint's my favorite ice cream, forever high demand. On the rap game now, but I used to play in bands. Anything I want to do, I know I've got a chance. Played at a massive band house, featured in Electric Children, starring a human unicorn who's adored by Rory Culkin. Read books all the time, Castaneda and Tolkien. Been writing all my life, rock, rap, and words spoken. Almost got published writing books at the Oakland Zoo. There was once a time I've looked back and thought I was a fool, but not for too long, because I move on. I remember wise words spoken in that mod Sun Songs. It don't matter what you're doing, keep it moving. You hear me, brah? If I choose to lose, then that's what I'll keep doing. But not at all. No, I won't fall. Now that I'm tall, I've got a new perspective than when I hung out at malls. When I was a kid, that was all I did. Mall rats couldn't shine a light to this kid's game. Dig a hole, create a little tunnel. Sandbox games that Ed, and Eddie to Cartoon Network then sold. Cartoons all my life, and not just once or twice, but all my life I've heard the more the merrier, right? Like a terrier, right? I work for the United Parcel Service carrier, like? I'm stacking all that cash because I've got a goal. I'm going to build a self-sustainable Earthship home. Using all my profits, you might think I've lost it. Handing resources to the people in need just like a prophet. First I help myself, next come all the others. All the people on this earth are my sisters and my brothers. At first I said I'd lend a hand and ask you all to close your eyes. I hope you all have learned a lesson, and now I say goodbye. Oh, man. Yeah, I really like that one. I've gotten a lot of good feedback from it. If any of you have any like constructive criticism or even bad feedback, if you want to badmouth me, I don't care. Just fucking let me know. You can do that by going to facebook.com/positiveherpes, positiveherpes@gmail.com, and also on Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope @positiveherpes. And please remember, if you enjoyed the show, if you have enjoyed any of the shows, feel free to go on over to patreon.com/positiveherpes and, you know, show some love, throw a little, maybe like $1 a month my way. That'd be really rad. I'd really appreciate it. And also, I know I've probably said it like, I don't know, 4 or 5 times this episode, but this Ninkasi Brewing Company, Eugene, Oregon, it's a really good company on their own, but this Vanilla Otis Oatmeal Stout with vanilla is phenomenal. It's really good. It's a good drunk maker. I just recommend it like highly. And I'm really glad I closed out my stouts segment with this one. So I don't know what I'm going to be doing for next week. What kind of beer? Maybe ales? Maybe lagers? I don't know. I'll figure it out. But yeah, just thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining me once again at the Positive Herpes Podcast, the Fermented Friday episode. I already gave you all my handles, so I'm not going to do that again. And I said Ninkasi Brewing Company at least 6 times. So yeah, enjoy. Have a good weekend. And, I'm really sorry I put this out 1 day late. And I know no one's holding like a gun to my head to put it out on Friday, but I feel like I let myself down, which is more to me, like, I don't like letting myself down. So I am sorry that this is coming out on a Saturday, but I hope you all stay tuned for Tuesday's episode. Should be good. And next Fermented Friday also should be good. I'll talk to you later. Bye.